Stay tuned for the power of Pentecostal. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a time for a short service where we can sing and pray and follow in His Word. Spend some time in His presence with other saints, praising the Lord, lifting our faith up together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I do greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to this time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. We want to encourage you. We want to lift you up. We want you to feel the presence of God. We want you to know that you're in His presence. And should there be someone unsaved in this audience today, we trust and pray that the Lord will use this ministry some way to speak to your heart. This could be the day that you repent of your sins. It doesn't take but one prayer, whether you're one step from God or a million steps from God. One prayer will bring you to God. Your sins can be forgiven if you'll just repent of your sins and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Word of God for today's broadcast from Exodus 15:13. Thou in thy presence hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Again, wonderful words of life telling us about the mercy of the Lord, the leadership of the Lord, the redeemed of the Lord, how He has guided them and strengthened them, and how His habitation is holy. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life again on today's broadcast service. Be ready to take down some contact information toward the end of the service, if you will. Page 126 for the Lasars. Let's sing together on In the Twinkling of an Eye. Many people here below, give no thought as on they go, that the Lord is coming soon.
God is coming soon.
Maybe morning, night, or noon. But the trump will sound someday. Can't be very far away. We'll be caught up in the sky. In the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye. Christ will burst the eastern sky. With the mighty trumpet sound. Saints will rise up from the ground. What a glorious time will be. Throughout all eternity, we'll be caught up in the sky, in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah, I love this song. Soon we'll see Him face to face. And for those redeemed by grace, what a happy time 'twill be. When the Savior we shall see. So can watch and pray. Till the trumpet sounds that day. We'll be caught up in the sky. In the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye.
In the twinkling of an eye.
Christ was with the eastern
sky.
With the mighty trumpet
sound.
Saints will rise up from the ground.
Saints will rise from the ground.
What a glorious time to be.
What a time will be.
Throughout all eternity. We'll be caught up in the sky. In the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye.
In the twinkling of an eye.
Christ was with the eastern sky.
Christ will split the sky.
With the mighty trumpet sound.
With the mighty trumpet sound.
Saints will rise up from the ground.
Saints will rise from the ground.
What a glorious time to be.
What a time will be.
Throughout all eternity.
Eternity.
We'll be caught up in the sky. In the twinkling of an eye. Soon we'll see him face to face.
See him face to face.
And for those redeemed by
grace.
What a happy time will be. When the Savior we shall see. So let's work and watch and pray.
Let's watch and pray.
Till the trumpet sounds that day.
Sounds that day.
We'll be caught up in the sky. In the twinkling of an eye. Oh, sing it with us now. In the twinkling of an eye. Christ was with the eastern sky. With the mighty trumpet sound. Saints will rise up from the ground.
Saints will rise from the ground.
What a glorious time will be.
What a time will be.
Throughout all eternity. We'll be caught up in the sky. In the twinkling of an eye. Where you can read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning around verse 17, and read about being caught up together with them in the sky forever to be with the Lord. It will be a mighty trumpet sound. The dead in Christ are going to hear his voice. John in Revelation chapter 3 heard the sound of a great trumpet that said, "Come up hither." What a voice it was, the voice of God as of a mighty trumpet, waking the dead. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. That'll preach. Praise the Lord. I, as a preacher, like to preach about the coming of the Lord because I know it's imminent and it's at the door. Going to the precious promise today before we pray. 1 Kings 19:11-12 says, "And after the wind and earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice." Amen. Some things sound like acts of God, but it says here that the Lord was not in the earthquake, and he was not in the fire. But oh, for that still, small voice. How many times of a night or how many times during the day have you heard that still, small voice? In the midst of all the clamor of the world, in the midst of all the hustle and bustle and going here and there and all the things that take place, God can still speak to us and get our attention. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you today for that still, small voice. Lord, we know sometimes you speak that way, and sometimes, Lord, your voice thunders and shakes the earth. But Lord, however you choose to speak to us, we want to realize it's you. And Lord, help us to realize that not every earthquake and not every fire is an act of God. Lord, here it says you wasn't in those two things in this particular situation. Help us, Lord, to have a discerning of spirits. Those of us that are filled with the Holy Ghost should have discerning of spirits operating in our lives, one of the gifts of the Spirit. Heavenly Father, use this service today and speak to hearts. Help us to know you and know your will. Help us to walk, Lord, in your footsteps. Help us, Lord, to follow your leading. Where you lead us, we will follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. Use his service today and bless some heart, we pray, in Jesus' name. Isaiah 40:31, sing with us. They that waited for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. And I mentioned Isaiah 40:31 before we sang, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. All right. Again, I'll give you the contact information at the end. Oh, come, angel band. My latest son is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph is begun. From all sin and gives me victory. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we'll get the rest of that chorus in just a moment. Why don't you let us know that you're there, a song request or prayer request or an offering, anything you'd like to send, the power of Pentecost. Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You can hear the broadcast anytime there. All right, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.